Neue Musik von Curtis Harding. Hier gehört gerade in der Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Wednesday Morning Atonement. Und heute könnt ihr live und umsonst das neue Album von Curtis Harding eigentlich hören. Bei uns auf dem Bergfest, denn dort wird er zu Gast sein. Und jetzt ist er bei uns in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Welcome to the show, Curtis.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Curtis,
why are you so...
Wait. I was wondering, how long does the song go on? It said it was over, and it wasn't. It just would never stop. I mean, it's beautiful, so I didn't really care, but whatever. Curtis, your new album is coming out in exactly 1.5 months.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, I have a friend, and she's also making music. And she's always, when she puts something out, mm-hmm. she gets tired of her own new music very fast. So like 3 months after she's done with something, she cannot hear that anymore.
Right.
Are you the same?
No, I listen to it over again. I'm still always critiquing what I've done. So, but I like the music. I like the new record. I like the old record as well, too. But I'm always listening to music. But I'm always writing new music. So doing something fresh and new as often as I possibly can.
Is that hard for you to kind of, how would you say that? To follow like classic release schedules? Would you like to put out music more often? Or does somebody say like...
I would actually like to put out music more often. But, you know, there's an order to everything and you have to just kind of accept it, take it as it comes, you know?
How about a pseudonym?
Maybe, man, you know, you never know, you never know.
You never know, okay. Also er würde gerne noch öfter Musik raushauen, als er es eigentlich macht. Also jetzt kommt gerade mal sein zweites Album. This time you're releasing the album on Anti. The first mm-hmm. time you released the album on Burger Records. So it's all
it was punk rocky, indie rocky thing. It was Anti in Europe. And it was Burger in North America and Japan. So
that's the same thing now with the new one too.
No.
The new
now
one is all, Anti all the way.
Anti. And Burgers, they're going to do a tape, and we might do like a special release thing. So yeah, we're still homies. We're still hashing it out.
When you made your first solo album, you said like all you wanted to do is make a good album. Has that ambition changed a little bit with the second one?
I think that's where you have to start, man.
Yeah.
If you don't have a good record, then you're not doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, exactly. It starts there, and then you can aspire to do something else after that. So,
no, but I was thinking like a title like "Face Your Fear." Mm-hmm. It seems to be very in the moment. It seems to be mm-hmm. almost seems to have like a political connotation. Is that the?
It could be. "Face Your Fear" is it's a broad statement. It covers a whole just wealth of things that need to happen within like oneself and within the world, you know. I feel like if when you're afraid, you're easily manipulated. So therefore, like, it can take on a political stance, it could take on a personal stance,
right?
You know, like, it could be as simple as you facing your fear of heights or something, or flying.
Do you have a weird phobia?
No, I don't have any phobias. I have I have a fear of clowns. I don't like clowns, man.
Where does that come from? Is Stephen King to blame for that?
No, maybe he is. But I've always had a weird thing with like people with makeup on and just like, you know.
But do you like to be scared by clowns, or is it something like I don't want to see clowns?
No, I don't need that shit in my life.
So you're not going to go and see It, for example?
Yeah, I am actually like that movie. I like that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the original version, and I like...
Really? The original version? Yeah, I think the only good thing about it was that Tim Curry was the clown. That was like just perfect casting. The rest of it was shit, I thought.
And he turned into a spider at the end. I thought that was kind of weird.
It's true, but it kind of also happens in the book, I think. And I never knew how to imagine that.
Exactly.
And when I was reading the book, it's like,
yeah.
All right. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but we watched it as an adolescent. So yeah, I mean, I just don't like, I wouldn't seek out a clown situation, like a clown gathering, you know.
But no,
like movies, clowns in movies and stuff like that, they don't bother me, you know.
Okay, also wenn ihr mal auf so einer Clown-Versammlung seid, also müsst ihr mit Curtis nicht unbedingt rechnen, weil er hat Angst vor Clowns, wie so viele Leute auf dieser Welt. Wir vermuten, dass Stephen King daran irgendwie ein bisschen schuld ist und so weiter, aber er lässt sich auch gerne mal von Clowns erschrecken, also guckt sich auch die neue Verfilmung an. Neue Verfolgung. Some people don't know this, but you first had an amount of success with your solo music in Europe because of a connection to the fashion world, and there was something about Eddie Slimane, and he did the photos for your new album and everything. Are you a vain person? Have you become a vain person because of those guys?
It depends on which day you catch me, man.
Are you vain today? I cannot tell.
No, today I'm very, very humble. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm following instruction very well. They told me I need to be here at a certain time. I was here early. You know, I didn't tell them that I needed a champagne for this this radio interview.
But that's not vanity. That's arrogance. the opposite of it. You know,
it could be a little both.
No, but vanity is like, do you spend 10 hours in front of the mirror?
I'm not vain, man. I'm not vain.
No,
no, not at all. No. Look at this hair, dude. Like, seriously?
Oh, come on. This is Berlin. You can never tell if it's a style or just somebody fell out of bed.
I haven't showered yet. And, like, you know, it's been a long 3 days of just, like, you know, grinding it out, traveling, interviews.
Does a cloud come out of your jacket when you open the first button here?
Maybe. You never know, man.
Well,
you never know.
Let's not find
like
out.
Like a Care Bear?
Like a Care Bear? What is a Care Bear?
You know what a Care Bear is?
I'm not sure I do. What is that? What do you mean by that?
There are these little happy creatures, little happy bears, like this little cartoon series.
Do they exist? Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's a cartoon series. No, they don't. Yeah, they're not real. They're
okay, it's fiction.
No. Yeah. But they will, like, spread joy. They each had, like, whatever emotion it was on their chest. So when they opened their chest and they spread and they all came together, they would, like, make this rainbow of, like, love and happiness. And they
so it's kind of a fart of emotion?
Exactly.
That comes out the front?
Except it comes out the front, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, you do.
You're playing tonight at our midweek party at Bergfest, and you're testing the new material. You probably have been doing that already. You told me you've been in London, in Holland, I think, in Paris also.
Yep.
How are people reacting to the new material?
I think they're digging it, man. We're having a good time, like, you know, spreading the word and playing the new songs. So, yeah, we've been hashing it out, man. So, been getting some good responses so far.
That's great. Tonight, people can come and see you for free, actually, which is pretty good, pretty cool. And we want to hear something from the new album. Do we need to know something about the album before hearing it or seeing it live?
That is good, man.
It's a very good album. Yeah.
So come check it out. Come see it live. And then buy it on October 27th. Face your fear.
Of course. And come to the concert on the 20th of November that we are presenting, because you're playing at Columbia Theater.
Yeah, right.
Also im Columbia Theater ist am 20.11. präsentiert von uns, von Flux FM. Am 27.10. kommt das Album, das sich da nennt Face Your Fear. Und heute Abend hier im Fluxbau in der Pfuhlstraße live und für Umme. Curtis, thanks for taking the time. Have fun tonight. And all the best for the album. And tell us what the song is that we're going to hear now.
I think we're going to do On and On.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Any last words about that song beforehand?
Oh, it's just a song about continuing to move forward in a positive direction. And maybe if you want to dance while you're doing that, you can do it. So let's do it, guys. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Count it off. Thank you.
Curtis Harding heute Abend hier im Fluxbau in der Pfuhlstraße mit dem neuen Album Face Your Fear live und für Umme und am 20.11. dann im Columbia Theater. Curtis, thanks again. Thank See you soon, I hope.
No, Die Morning Show am Nachmittag
auf Flux FM.